I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story. The Harlem Fine Arts Show, the nation's premier touring art festival celebrating artists of the African diaspora, returns to New York City for its 18th season, taking place today through Sunday at the Glass House. HFAS 18 promises an unforgettable weekend of creativity, culture, and connection, bringing together artists, collectors, galleries, sponsors, healthcare leaders, and art lovers from around the world. I spoke this week with the founder and CEO of the Harlem Fine Art Show and former journalist Dion Clark.
It should be a fun experience, 3 days, arts, culture, and a way to learn a little bit about collecting art, having fun with art, and a great way to meet friends.
Now, your vision for this bold future forward theme of this year, Art for Technology, Art as Healing, History as Power, Legacy in Motion. Tell me a little bit more about the theme.
Well, the theme is art and technology, because technology is upon us all with AI and with everything that's going on in an onward basis. And what we were thinking about, how does that impact art, and how can we show our audience as well as our artists that type of creativity disseminated through technology. So we have some seminars about art and technology on Sunday with some artists that are avant-garde in regards to that particular perspective. And again, we have actually went into an adventure in regards to art and technology for the first time. And this is the first time in 3 or 4 years that the Harlem Fine Art Show is updating our virtual district. And our virtual district actually provides art 24/7, 365 days a year, right off of our website. We have about 30 to 40 artists that actually sell their work 360, 24/7 around the world. And it's a great way for people to buy our artists' work in London, in Paris, as well as purchase it in Brooklyn and California. So it really opens up the Harlem Fine Art Show to a national and international perspective instead of the regional perspective, which we've been doing for the last 16 years. And that's been going from city to city, 3 or 4 days in each city. We open up our doors. We, again, get a chance to talk to our consumers, the artists, meet the people that come into our home. And we welcome everybody to the Harlem Fine Art Show family.
You're embracing AI and including it in your presentation because it's upon us, as you talked about. Do you see this in any way as something positive for the art world?
Oh, I think it's a tremendous plus because, for example, in our virtual district, the AI, and we call him Walter, and he has a little baseball cap on that says HFAS, and he goes around and he'll take you on a tour and he will tell you about the artist, the who, what, when, and how about that particular artist, male or female. And then he will give you a comparative analysis of, well, this person has a little taste of Picasso and he does this and this and this. So he really kind of bridges generations.
You can get much more about the festival at hfas.org. You can see my entire conversation with Dion Clark on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.